Saudara pendengar, statistik pemerintahan federal menunjukkan lebih banyak perempuan daripada sebelumnya sekarang mengoperasikan usaha kecil di Australia. Angka-angka baru menunjukkan lebih dari 600 ribu orang memilih untuk menjadi bos mereka sendiri. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu. Membuat minuman yang sempurna adalah tugas setiap hari bagi Jane Lewis. Ia bersama temannya Daniela Allen memiliki dan menjalankan sebuah brewery di Melbourne dengan sukses. Lewis mengatakan ide itu datang ketika mereka sedang berlibur.
In 2010 we went on a holiday together to the US and then in 2011 we started Two Goats Brewing. So it was I guess we'd been drinking a lot of beer. Danielle had decided that she kind of wanted to start her own business and so she backed what I was doing in brewing and we started up Two Goats Brewing in 2011.
Bisnis itu berkembang dari 2 orang menjadi 11 orang pekerja penuh dalam waktu beberapa tahun saja. Namun Lewis mengaku banyak tantangan yang harus dihadapinya.
It's doing everything, you know, we wore many hats throughout this whole process from you know, sales, brewing, you know, doing labels, the whole kind of everything. So that side of it's been challenging, but so incredibly rewarding, of course, as well.
Pemerintah federal mengatakan jumlah wanita berbisnis sendiri meningkat 5,6% dalam 12 tahun terakhir sampai bulan November tahun lalu. Dalam periode yang sama, jumlah pria berbisnis sendiri kurang dari 5%. Secara menyeluruh, lebih dari 96% wanita pemilik bisnis bekerja dalam usaha kecil. Presiden Australian Women Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Yolanda Vega, mengatakan ada beberapa alasan di balik hal itu.
Reasons include women are trying to get away from the corporate environment. A lot of them can't afford childcare, especially if they have 2 children or more, as their wages aren't enough to cover the childcare costs. And also a lot of women are needing work-life balances.
Namun Vega mengatakan bahwa kesuksesan mereka masih berada di bawah kesuksesan bisnis para pria.
Even though they're starting their own businesses, the majority, around 51%, are currently unable to pay themselves wage. And some of these women have been in business for a long time, not just startups. There's women that have been in businesses for 20 years or more that are unable to pay themselves a wage. And as a consequence, many of them don't pay themselves a super either.
Menurutnya, masih terdapat banyak kendala yang membatasi kesuksesan para wanita berbisnis dalam usaha kecil.
Capital is the major concern because the majority of women can't access capital for their small business startups. The fact that they're not including in the supply chains is another major factor. So if women start up a small business and can't obtain contracts, then their cash flow is going to be minimal. Therefore, that's why we're seeing a large number of women unable to pay themselves wage and unable to contribute to their superannuation.
Dan bagi pemilik usaha kecil, Jane Lewis, mendapatkan informasi juga merupakan keunggulan tersendiri.
I think when starting your own business, it's really important to understand the industry that you're going into, understand the nitty-gritty. So if you're not working in the industry, get a stack of experience before you really commit to it. There can be a lot of stuff, background knowledge that you maybe don't necessarily know from an outsider's perspective. Just get in and get involved.